CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer. Lieutenant Vernell Crittenden at San Quentin Prison, north of San Francisco, says Robert Alton Harris's mood has changed.
There were no outward signs of emotion. He does seem much more solemn today than he had in the previous days.
Harris, scheduled to die early tomorrow morning in California's gas chamber, lost another legal action today aimed at blocking the execution. A federal appeals court refused to reverse its earlier rejection of a judge's stay on the grounds the execution method constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. Crittenden said Harris spent the day saying his goodbyes. He says the next step comes in 2 hours.
At 6 p.m., he will be relocated to the death watch cell. At that time, he will only have access to the spiritual advisor, the warden, and the execution team.
At last word, the Supreme Court had not yet heard from Harris's legal team. In another prominent California case, closing arguments are underway in the Simi Valley trial of four Los Angeles police officers whose beating of a black motorist was captured on videotape. Prosecutor Terry White contends the evidence is overwhelming.
What more could you ask for? You have a videotape in this particular case which shows objectively, without bias, impartially, what happened that night.
White argues if an amateur cameraman had not captured the beating on tape, motorist Rodney King could have been on trial instead of the officers. Tempers are already high in Buffalo, where anti-abortion and pro-choice demonstrators expect to square off when the anti-side tries to close down abortion clinics starting tomorrow. The words were hot when the two sides held rallies today. This pro-choice demonstrator berated a member of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue.
It's a Nazi program. It's a racist program. What you're maybe you're not well enough informed.
No violence has been reported, although police do report at least one arrest. The Supreme Court is going to take a look at a Michigan case involving the Miranda warning, which requires police to inform suspects of their rights, including that to remain silent and to insist on legal counsel. The High Court will consider an appeal resulting from a lower federal court's decision to overturn the murder conviction of a man who said his confession was not given voluntarily. The High Court is also telling a lower court to reconsider a ruling that the Topeka School District has not done enough to end student segregation. Topeka Public Schools attorney Gary Sebelius.
Now we'll have another opportunity to attempt to persuade the court that in fact we have satisfied our obligations under the law.
The justices instructed the lower court to consider last month's Supreme Court ruling that court supervision of school desegregation efforts can be ended under certain circumstances. Thousands packed London's Wembley Stadium, millions more watched on television as prominent rock singers and groups staged an AIDS rally. It was in honor of Freddie Mercury, the leader of the British group Queen, who died of AIDS last year. Singer George Michael had a warning about the perception of who gets AIDS.
Do you think, or any of you out there, really think that those are all going to be gay people or drug addicts, then you're pretty much lining up to be one of those numbers.
The Dow lost 30.19. 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
One thing I've learned about dirty cops, you handcuff them just like everyone else, behind the back.
Murder, blackmail, conspiracy. For some of the city's finest, breaking the law is all in the line of duty. Line of Duty, the explosive new novel by veteran New York cop Michael Grant. First, there was Wambaugh, then Comics. Now, Michael Grant delivers hard-hitting police fiction at its best. Line of Duty, now a Bantam paperback.
I teach archery, so I always have to hit my target. Thanks to the always-on-target Hearts 2-in-1 team, ridding my dog, Bo, of nasty fleas and ticks is easy and just as accurate. First, shampoo with Hearts 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo. It kills fleas and ticks, leaving him really clean and nice to be near. Then place a Hearts 2-in-1 collar around his neck for up to 5 months of long-lasting protection. The Hearts team, 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo and the 2-in-1 collar targets and kills your pet's fleas and ticks. They really work. Hearts, everything good for your pet.
At least three people are dead, dozens hurt when more than 50 vehicles were involved in accidents on a mountain highway in Virginia. It happened in heavy fog on Interstate 64 on Afton Mountain.
All of a sudden, you just started seeing cars in front of you hitting each other. You slammed on brakes, and I missed the guy in front of me. I actually stopped in time, but then the guy behind me hit me, slammed me up into him, and then they all started one after another hitting each other.
Among the vehicles involved, two ambulances that collided while responding to earlier collisions. Benny Hill is dead. Police in London say the slapstick-inclined, often racy comic was found at his home. He was 67. Hill had been treated for heart trouble, but no cause of death is reported. Convicted murderer Laurencia Bambi Bambenek returned to Milwaukee today, nearly 2 years after escaping from prison and fleeing to Canada. The former Milwaukee police officer and one-time Playboy Club waitress was convicted of murdering her then-husband's former wife in 1981. She says she was framed. Mike Pulsifer, CBS News.